your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skatek.
Wallet in Bob's garage. See this wallet, Susan.
What's that?
Oh, yes, sir. We can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels.
Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers from coast to coast. In this episode, the adventure of the fussin', fightin', and feudin' friends, the boys learn that sometimes the payoff for making peace between pouting pals is a punch on the proboscis. But now, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. And now, Gasoline Alley. This week, the whole town is observing National Traffic Courtesy Week, of which the two co-chairmen are Uncle Walt and Doc Avery. And this morning, amid the usual bustle of activity in the Wallet and Bobble garage, Cusick is nailing up a poster when he is approached by his partner, Wilmer Bobble.
What's the nailing up there, Cusick?
One of the traffic courtesy posters.
Oh, it's a good idea. Right where everybody can see it when they drive up to get there.
There it is.
It's a nice poster. Picture of a motorist stopping so a pedestrian can cross the street.
If people will just read it, it ought to cut down traffic violations and accidents.
Yeah. Rule 01, obey all traffic laws with a smile.
And rule 2, treat your fellow motorist as a friend.
Friendship, Skeezix, that's what makes the world go round.
Signed, Walt Wallace and Doc Avery, co-chairman.
Now you take the great friends of history. Mm-hmm. There was
Damon and Pythias, Wilmer.
Yeah, there was them too. And then there were those two very good friends, Anthony and Cleopatra.
Anthony and Cleopatra were lovers, Wilmer.
Well, I must have started out as good friends.
I think I know what you mean anyway.
Oh, sure, Skeeter. Now, you take you and me, we're good friends. And then you take your Uncle Walt and Doc Avery. They've been close friends for years.
Hold it, Wilmer. Here comes the customer.
Hey, that's your Uncle Walt's car, Skeeter.
Yeah. And the front end of it seems to be a little banged up.
Yeah, broken headlights, vent. Bumper, scratch, fenders.
Hello, Uncle Walt. You hit somebody?
I did not hit somebody. I got backed into by somebody when I was parked. And I know who the low-life rascal was, too. Jesus,
can you fix this car?
Oh, of course, Uncle Walt. It isn't badly damaged.
Sure, we can fix it up in no time at all.
Good. Fix it up as soon as you can.
Sure,
will you?
Uncle Walt.
And get this.
Huh?
I want the bill for the damages sent to that scoundrel, Doc Avery.
Doc Avery?
Friendship, old brother.
Yes, Doc Avery. And you see that he pays the bill,
what,
too.
Sure, Uncle Walt, but what...
Easy. Can you fix this car?
Jesus, Doc Avery.
And look,
gosh, Doc Avery, you too.
Yeah, look, broken taillight, bent back bumper, and scratched back fender.
Gosh, you and Uncle Walt both got your cars banged up.
What a coincidence.
There was no coincidence about it. Can you fix this car?
Oh, sure. It isn't badly damaged.
Sure, Doc. We can fix it in no time at all.
Good. Then fix it right away. But remember this. I want the bill sent to that heavy-handed traffic violator, your Uncle Walt.
What? Oh, how dare you? You do as I told you, Skeezix.
Well, I don't think I'll stay around here. There seems to be a lot of nonsense in the air. I'll be back.
Now. Wait a minute, Uncle Walt.
I'll be going too, Skeezix. Didn't know you started keeping snakes around here.
Friendship, oh, brother.
Now, Dr. Avery, Uncle Walt, wait a minute.
What happened?
I was parked in front of City Hall, Skeezix, when a certain little dried-up shrimp backed his car into mine.
Uncle Walt,
correction, Skeezix, correction. I was parked in front of City Hall when a certain large tub of lard drove right into my back.
Not only did he damage my car, Jesus, when I came out and found it, he didn't know.
Oh, well, Uncle, well, maybe
he
was...
The damage to my car was bad enough, Jesus. But then to have the man who did it lie about it.
Now, Doc Avery, please.
But, Jesus, if you should see Doc Avery, you can tell him from me.
But Doc Avery is standing right here.
Quiet, Wilma. You can tell Doc Avery that if he weren't such a puny weakling, I'd punch him right in the nose.
If you should see your Uncle Walt, Jesus, you can tell him from me.
But there he is, Doc Avery, standing right in front of you.
Who asked you anything, Wilma? You can tell your Uncle Walt that I'd punch him right in the nose if he weren't such a big, fat, helpless tub of lard.
Oh, now, Uncle Walt isn't so fat enough.
So, I suppose that means that you think I'm a puny weakling, eh, Wilma?
Oh, no, Doc Gabriel. You're a fine fella, finest ever met, and I just said...
I suppose that means you're taking his side against me, eh, Wilma?
Oh, no, Uncle Walt, I didn't mean that. I mean you're both big, fat, souls. I mean you're both puny weaklings.
I mean... Jesus. No matter how your partner feels about me, it so happens that I lent you part of the money to start this business.
Well, of course you did, Uncle Walt. I'm grateful.
Also, I'm your foster father. I want my car fixed right away, and the bill sent to Doc Avery.
Goodbye. Oh, now, Uncle Walt, wait a minute.
I've got something to say, too, Stevie.
Now, look, Doc Avery, please.
It so happens that I own this building you boys are using as a garage. Let you have it mighty cheap.
Oh, I know that, Doc Avery. Of course
you did.
Very well. If you don't fix my car right away and send the bill to your Uncle Walt, I'll have to ask you to find other quarters pronto. Goodbye.
Oh, Wilmer, any way we turn, we're ruined.
Friendship.
Oh, brother. Friendship.
To Gasoline Alley and the adventures of the fussin', feudin', and fightin' friends. Well, it seems Uncle Walt and Doc Avery, the co-chairman of National Traffic Courtesy Week, each parked their car in front of City Hall. The cars got slightly bound. Doc Avery and Uncle Walt blame each other for the damage, and Steve and Wilmer are caught squarely in the middle. And right now, Steve is saying,
"Well, there, Wilmer. We've got both cars patched up.
They weren't badly damaged anyway, Steve. It's just a few bumps and scratches."
"Yeah, but that doesn't help our problem any. If we don't send the bills to Doc Avery, I lose Uncle Walt's friendship.
And if we don't send the bills to Uncle Walt, Doc Avery throws us out of the garage.
Well, listen, Jesus, I've been...
Oh, I just don't know what to do, Wilmer.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I've got a plan.
A plan?
What plan? We won't send the bill to either one of them.
Well, that won't help the situation any. They'd still be mad at each other.
But I think I've got it all figured out, Jesus.
Yeah?
Not only that, Uncle Walt and Doc Avery will be friends again. You know what I think of friendship. Makes the world go round.
Oh, wait, Wilmer. Here comes Uncle Walt.
Yeah, and there's Doc Avery coming in the side to help. Hey, Jesus, feel like...
Well, boy. Jesus, I see you got my car fixed. Hey, you're sending Bill to Doc Avery, of course.
Well, the fact is, Uncle Walt,
yeah,
that I...
Yeah, nice job you did in my car, Jesus. Remember, just send the bill to your Uncle Walt.
Look, Doc Avery, really...
What Jesus means is that the bills aren't much anyway. So he's sending them both to me.
Wilmer, what are you talking about?
Yes,
Wilmer.
The fact is, you see, I was downtown with a tow truck this morning, and I had a park in front of City Hall.
Wilmer, you were downtown with the tow truck.
Yeah, Jesus, and in parking, maybe I sort of pushed your Uncle Walt's car up against Doc Avery's car and dumped...
Wilmer, so you're the one who did it.
Well, that puts a different light on things, Doc.
Indeed it does, well.
That Doc, I owe you a deep apology.
No, no, Walt, it's I who owe you an apology. I value your friendship very high.
Your friendship means a lot to me, too, Doc. And I almost lost it because it was...
Wilmer! Wilmer, if you weren't such a moron, I'd punch you right in the nose.
No, wait, Doctor.
Guys, thanks, Jesus. I'm not sure I want to continue helping you in a business way. As long as you have such a partner.
He's right, Stevie. And I don't think I want to continue the lease here either.
Oh, now, please, Uncle Walt, Dr. Avery, I didn't really hang up your cars. Listen to that.
First he almost breaks up mine and Doc's friendship.
But I just said I did it because I thought it was the only way out for Caesar to me.
First he hides it, and then when we corner him, he lies about it.
Now, please, I didn't bring up your cards. I just said I did because I wanted you to be friends again, don't you see?
Andy Blossom.
Blossom did. What are you doing here?
I've just been standing quietly here, trying to keep my sides from sitting, watching four grown men act like a bunch of kids.
Andy Blossom, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean Wilbur's telling the truth, Jesus. He didn't bang up the car.
But if Wilmer didn't, who did?
That's simple, I did.
Blossom, you didn't. You couldn't have done a thing like that.
Now, wait, Wilbur. You and Doc Avery, as co-chairman, are trying to get people to obey traffic laws, right?
Of course we are, Blossom.
It's the duty of every public-spirited citizen to obey the laws.
Correct. So I got in Walt's car and pushed you a few feet. That's the way I banged him up. For the simple reason that I didn't want you two co-chairmen to get tickets for parking in front of fire plugs.
That fire plug. You're right.
It was the only open space, and I thought...
And I think you both owe Wilmer an apology. Otherwise, he might go around telling people what fine traffic co-chairmen you two are.
That's right.
Oh, you wouldn't do that, would you, Wilmer?
No, Wilmer. And as for that damage bill, I'm sure Walt and I'll be glad to pay double, triple.
Oh, that's all right. We'll just send the usual bill.
Oh, you're a pal, Wilmer. As for that loan of Skeezix, you boys won't have to worry about that. If you don't tell.
And of course, I'll renew the lease on the garage, Wilmer, if you don't let this story get out.
Oh, I won't tell, but only because of friendship. After all, friendship makes the world go round.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. Now, a word from your own Autolite dealer. Now, a word about next week's adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Caesar.
Wilmer, your hair's standing straight on end. Is a strong breeze coming out of that trunk on the back of that auto?
Oh, no, Caesar. Nothing like that.
But you're white as a sheet. What is it?
It's not the breeze from the trunk, Caesar. It's the body in the trunk. ¶¶